This is The Science Show on RN with, once again, your Steve unfolding.
Steve, we're scientific Steve, the skeptic sons of Eve. No Bible tracks, just concrete facts, we know, don't just believe. The Bible felt naive, faith flatters to deceive. We cross our heart and quote Descartes, we're scientific Steves.
The Steve song, to preview the Steve project, which rides again with a difference. We're at the AAAS once more in Vancouver, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and later we'll go to the incredible tar pits in LA, where millions of fossils have been unearthed, some as big as your house. Earth, soil, without it you'd be dead. But what do we know about soil?
So this is a quote from Leonardo da Vinci from about 1500. He said that we know more about the movement of celestial bodies than about the soil under feet.
We know more about the cosmos than what's beneath our feet. Janet Jansen is a senior scientist at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, and she quotes Leonardo because she thinks he was right.
Well, I think the point that he was making is that we just didn't know anything about the soil. And so, of course, back then they didn't know as much as we do, obviously, about celestial bodies either. But I think the main thing is, it's still the case today that we know much more about the cosmos than there has been about Earth's biodiversity.
Imagine your container. Hold your container up and tell me how many creatures there might be in it.
Okay, so I'm holding a container with about a cup of soil. In that cup, there's about 100 billion microorganisms. And so that's about tenfold more than all the stars in our galaxy.
Isn't that astounding? Now you take a spoonful of that. And how many in there?
So in a spoonful, there's approximately a billion microbial cells.
And what sort of variety of different species do you think?
So that varies quite a bit, but there's at least thousands, and it could be hundreds of thousands of species.
Yeah, and where the soil comes from, I suppose.
Yes,
and
exactly.
The state it's in, if it's moist rather than desiccated or something like that.
Right.
And what do you do with this kind of study yourself back in the lab?
Well, our work with soil, so one research project is to study the impact of thaw due to climate change on permafrost soil. And so one thing that we have done is to collect frozen permafrost and to thaw it in the laboratory, and then to extract all the DNA, both when it's frozen and then after it's thawed, and then to analyze, using sequencing-based approaches, the composition before and after thaw, and see how the microorganisms and their functions shift upon thaw.
Well, if it's been permafrost, then presumably for thousands of years, it's been a block almost of ice. Do the ingredients live on?
There are some microorganisms that can survive. They grow very slowly, probably on salt brines. There is some very salty water films. So a lot of the microorganisms that we found that were most dominant in permafrost were things that were related to desiccation-tolerant and radiation-tolerant microorganisms, like one called Rubrobacter.
And what generally were your conclusions having done that exercise?
So we found that there's a very rapid shift in the microbial community composition upon thaw. We didn't know what would happen before we did the experiment, but one could predict that maybe it would be a very gradual awakening of the community when it starts to thaw. But it was a very rapid shift. And so our hypothesis is that these microorganisms are in a quiescent state. They're just waiting for the opportune moment to grow and to become active again. But there was a shift. Some thrived and others did not thrive.
Lots of methane given off?
Yes, there was an initial burst of methane. And so this was methane that had been trapped in the permafrost. So it had been produced during these thousands of years that the permafrost was frozen by methane-producing microorganisms. And then we did find that as it was thawed, there was a consumption of a lot of that methane by methane-oxidizing organisms. And so they took that advantage of that as a carbon source.
Yeah, but there was a net emission, was there?
There was a net emission, and this was a very short-term incubation, over a week. And so the next step would be to do a longer-term incubation and see if what is the final net with respect to the methane pool, if it's a source or a sink.
It's amazing to think of thousands and thousands of square kilometres of that permafrost being warmed up and having the effect on a global scale.
I know, especially because there's so much organic carbon that is there. So about a third of the terrestrial organic carbon is currently trapped in permafrost and frozen there. And so as the microorganisms become awakened and can degrade that organic carbon, releasing methane and CO2, this is something that is quite disconcerting.
What other kind of experiments have you done with soil?
Another experiment that we've done with soil is to compare land management practices. So we have a huge project ongoing at the Joint Genome Institute, in fact, the largest soil sequencing project that I'm aware of. And for that project, we took native prairie from three different states in a transect across the Great Prairie, so Wisconsin, Iowa, and Kansas, and compared to cultivated corn, so the same soil type. And then again, used the same method, extracted all the DNA and sequenced it and looked at the microbial communities and also sequenced all the total DNA.
Interesting. Any results yet?
Yes, the preliminary results are that there seems to be a distinct prairie community of organisms, even though these states differ quite a bit and the soils are quite different.
So there we are. In some respects, your work is eventually going to disprove Leonardo. At least 500 years later, we might know sufficient. Well, can we ever have sufficient about some material which is quite so incredibly complex?
That's our hope with this type of huge project, looking for patterns. What kind of microorganisms would you expect in a certain kind of habitat?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Janet Jansen enjoying her work on soil, as you would. She's at the National Lab, the Lawrence Berkeley in California.